From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief.
Hey, it's Theo, August 24th. Here are five stories I'd flag if you missed yesterday's end of day.
Let's get into it. First from Slashdot.
One third of web pages are now written with AI, says Pew Research.
A Pew Research senior data scientist analyzed 500,000 English language web pages from the past 5 years with an AI detection tool to estimate how many were likely written or edited by AI. Of all the pages in this sample, 10% show significant signs of AI authorship.
If we filter old web pages out of our samples and look at only the pages published after the release of ChatGPT, the trend is even more pronounced.
In a July 2026 snapshot, signs of AI authorship can be found in over one third of pages published after ChatGPT was released.
Next, second from Sami Analysis. Agent X Inference XV3, does CUDA moats hold up in agentic inferencing? Since the Claude code inflection point in November 2025, long context, multi-turn agentic workloads have grown rapidly. They now dominate traffic for production inferencing. In April 2026, OpenAI's enterprise agentic spending overtook ChatGPT spending. Agentic workflows have decisively taken the baton.
Today, we announce Agent X 1.0, the world's first fully open source multi-turn agentic coding inference benchmark at 1 million context, released under Apache 2.0.
Our full dashboard is available here.
Up next,
third from Apijay Vayuru. The AI skill I use to upgrade my flights to business class, complete setup included.
I have a predictable flight booking habit.
I open six tabs, compare departure times, stare at the points price, and eventually choose the option that hurts my wallet the least.
Then I start thinking about an upgrade.
Too late.
The cheapest fare may block points upgrades. A partner airline may be operating the flight.
Two people on one reservation may need to clear together.
And an empty looking seat map can still be misleading.
So I rebuilt the whole research process as one AI skill.
I call it Cabin Upgrade Scout.
It checks the boring rules before giving you exciting advice.
And then,
fourth from Hackaday.
3D printing a railway pump car.
A staple of old movies featuring railways, many handcars, also called pump trolleys or pump cars, feature the characteristic scissoring beam. Requiring at least two people, the motion of this beam is subsequently converted into the rotating motion of the wheels, propelling it at a leisurely pace across the tracks.
Sam Altman voices fears that control of AI could be centered in too few hands. OpenAI Group PBC chief executive Sam Altman is worried that artificial intelligence technology will end up being controlled by just a handful of companies or people in future, resulting in nobody else having any say about how it impacts society.
As a fun and yet functional mechanical contraption, it also makes for an entertaining 3D printable project, which is what Sam Barker and Tom did.
Next, fifth from SiliconANGLE. Speaking in an interview with the podcaster David Senner on Sunday, Altman pictured warned against the post. Sam Altman voices fears that control of AI could be centered in too few hands, appeared first on SiliconANGLE.
Up next, sixth from Forinix.
Linux 7.3 improving RAID 5/6 benchmark-based algorithm selection.
And then,
seventh from XDA developers.
My Jellyfin server has four layers of protection, and RAID isn't the most important one.
I've invested enough time in my Jellyfin library that losing it would be more than a storage problem. The media files matter, obviously, but so do everything I've done around them. Folder organization, metadata, artwork, watch status collections, and all the little choices that make the server behave the way I expect.
None of those things sound especially painful to rebuild on their own. Put them all together after a drive or server failure, though, and I'd be looking at hours of tedious work I've already done once.
Next,
eighth from The Register.
AI-driven upgrade of communications energy storage empowers a new energy ecosystem for multiple industries.
AI data centers have become a major driver of rising electricity consumption, but AI doesn't just happen in a data center.
The telecommunications networks connecting data centers to businesses and consumers are themselves major electricity consumers.
5G and its successors mean ever higher energy demands.
Newer comms architectures deliver more bandwidth and richer services, but they also require denser cells, and 5G infrastructure such as multiple input, multiple output MIMO antennas consumes more power than earlier equipment. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
New here.
Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.